With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Time for Hollywood, brought to you by Better Built Basements. Wendy Williams came clean to her talk show audience, revealing that she's been battling substance abuse issues.
For some time now, and even today and beyond, I have been living in a sober house. So that is my truth.
Wendy went on to say that she's had some struggles with cocaine, and you can hear how she eventually ended up in treatment. It's all on our blog right now, kiss957.com/Courtney. Cardi B going back to stripping.
Oh, already?
Really?
Started as a stripper. She's actually starring in a movie. Well, maybe not starring, co-starring maybe, or less than co-starring, whatever that is.
Cameo.
The movie's called Hustlers, and it's about a group of strippers who scam Wall Street.
I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez is in the movie, so it's got to be a pretty good movie.
No. When was the last time J-Lo had a good movie?
I love J-Star.
Oh, come on. Some good movies.
The movie starts shooting in New York on Friday, and Cardi B plays, one of those strippers. And finally, Camila Cabello donated $10,000 to a GoFundMe page to help an 8-year-old homeless Nigerian refugee and his family. Now, this boy got a lot of attention last week. He was profiled in the New York Times for being crowned the New York State chess champion.
Really?
In his age range. He and his family fled violence in northern Nigeria in 2017, and they're currently living in a homeless shelter in Manhattan. They were also featured on the Today Show.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that the little kid
that
saw
yesterday? I'm like, oh my God.
Really? Courtney's like, how's an 8-year-old like that just homeless?
Yeah. And I said, I want to help him so bad. And then I realized that Camila gave 10 grand, and I don't know if there's anything I can do. But you can read that whole story right now. Kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
All the hits. Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 6:51. First day of spring. And the temperature will be in the 50s.
Nice.
Ooh,
that's pretty
right.
Awesome. It's time for good news. If you've got good news, please share it with us. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. We'd love it. Maybe you've got the day off because it's the first day of spring.
Ooh,
tell us all about it. I've got some good news. It's for me. Everybody else may think it's just random, strange, and not necessarily good. But it has something to do with the woolly mammoth.
Oh, I love the woolly mammoth.
Okay.
I've been obsessed with the woolly mammoth for years. If you don't know what it is, it's like a prehistoric hairy elephant. That's how I put it.
It's got some tusks on it.
Well, Japanese scientists now say they will most definitely take the DNA of a 28,000-year-old woolly mammoth they found in Siberia named Yuka and bring the woolly mammoth back to life.
No way.
It's only a matter of years where you're going to go to a zoo and you're going to see a woolly mammoth.
All right.
I am obsessed with the woolly mammoth. I don't know why, but I just love them.
The biggest part of this story is here. How do they know the woolly mammoth's name? Does it talk?
No, they gave it a name.
They named it
Yuka. I don't know. Maybe it was the Yuka area of Siberia. I don't know. Maybe they eat Yuka plants.
Didn't they do this in a movie, Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
They did. They said
it didn't work out that well.
Well, it's going to work out well this time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to see a woolly mammoth. That's my good
news.
I don't know. It was good news to me, so I thought I'd share it.
I love
it. Gavin, what's your good news?
So, I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the show, but I have two cats.
Yes, you do.
Lou and Cooper.
Okay.
And this is good news because a new company called Basepaws is actually offering the world's first DNA test for cats.
Okay. What are we testing them for?
For like where they come from, like their interest.
Trash bin.
Like your dog, an Australian Labradoodle,
yes.
And mine's a chocolate lab.
Yes.
And you know, everybody knows that like their dog's, background. What about their cats?
I agree. I mean, that is nice to have for sure.
So there's like 30 different breeds that your cat could possibly be, and they're all on file here. And all you have to do is get like a little saliva sample, send it in, and they're going to give you a full detailed report of their ancestry. ancestry, and it only costs $95.
I love it.
I'm going to do it.
All right, I love it. That is fantastic. All right, Walmart Jeff, you know, I hope you... Yesterday, you're like, I forgot we do good news. Every day at this time, we do it, and you forgot.
I actually have good news, so I got to give a shout-out to the peeps of East Hampton. The fifth annual 5K run walk for Karen, running with scissors, is happening on Saturday, March 30th. All the proceeds go to the Women's Health Heart and Wellness Center at the Hospital of Central Connecticut. Like I said, the walk 5K run kicks off Saturday, March 30th. I unfortunately will not be there because it's the day after meat market.
And you won't be walking anywhere?
I won't be walking. I'll be a little under the weather that morning. But if you want to sign up for the race, it's runforkaren.com.
I love that, Walmart. Great. That's actually really good news. And if anybody's got good news like that, any type of event, charity event, please send it to us. It could end up on Good News. Just like that did. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Cheryl. How is everybody today?
Oh, we're great, Cheryl. It's the first day of spring. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I have great news.
Oh, we'd love to hear your good news. What is it, Cheryl?
Today marks the fourth anniversary on the first day of spring. My mother had her bone marrow transplant up in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And she's doing fantastic.
Yay! Woo!
That's amazing.
And what's your mom's name?
Her name is Nancy Demers.
Nancy, congratulations. This is a very special day.
Yeah, we send her a birthday card every year. This year, she's now four. She's got a terrible tooth.
She's four. That's awesome. Love it. Cheryl, that is fantastic news.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, I am so happy for you, your mom, your entire family. Thank you for calling and sharing.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Share your good news, too, 860-247-9570. Don't forget, Meat Market is coming up. It's just 9 days away. The 29th, the Russian lady. Why did you roll your head? Eyes.
Oh, I have a question for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's coming up, the Meat Market, the Russian lady, downtown Hartford. Lots of single guys looking for ladies. Ladies, of course, you get in for free. And the only guys in the building are the ones that we chose to be bachelors. So head over to kiss957.com for all the info. What's the question? You look so distressed.
So I asked this question to my wife last night, and she didn't say yes and she didn't say no. So I was kind of wondering what you thought. So the question is, would you sell pictures of your feet to guys on the internet for good money? Here's the deal. The other day, I can't remember what I posted on Instagram, but I hashtagged like shoes or something like that.
Yeah.
And this woman who sells her feet on the internet liked the photo. So I checked out her profile and stuff like that. And she has nice feet, but she has close to 1 million followers. And all these guys are buying pictures of her feet for money.
That's crazy.
She's making money selling pictures of her feet. So, I mean, times are tight at my house. And I asked my wife last night, I'm like, is this something you'd be up to? Because she has nice feet.
Who's got a camera? That's all I get to say. Get a camera.
Who's got a camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, remember, wasn't it like a few years ago some guy asked if he could see my feet? He worked in the building.
Oh, yes.
Really?
He had a foot fetish, but I didn't know it. And I had sandals on, and so I held my foot up, like, jokingly. And I think he, like, licked it or stroked it.
And that was really that was really weird because it was at, like, 5 in the morning, too.
Yes, he came in. He's like, hey, can I see your feet? And I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
And then he got all serious and, like, stroked my toes, and then he left the studio.
Yeah. That was weird. I remember that.
You know, people make money doing that. Hand models, earlobe models.
Yeah, but I mean,
they do. Foot, toe.
The foot thing is more of like a fetish for guys.
I don't care. You don't see your faces.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me $20 for a photo of my big toe, get the camera.
All right. Yeah. See, because I know if you're down, Courtney, it might like convince my wife to actually do it.
We could do it together and charge triple. Are you kidding me? Two chicks? Two toes?
You get 20 toes going at it?
Big ones. My God, yes. Has anybody ever done that? I'm telling you, has anybody done it or would do it? Like, have you ever made money like taking photos of a body part? But make it clean. Like, I don't want your private areas. I could care less. Like an earlobe or a nose, or, you know, have you ever made money modeling your eyebrow?
Yeah, I get private part picture sent to my Snapchat that I do not
know. Sure.
No, it's male private parts, and I do not want it. Yes.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Tell me about it.
I would be a toe model, yes.
Okay.
Has anybody ever modeled anything? Look, the phone lines are already lit up. I love it. Would you or have you? That's all you need to know. 860-247-9570.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Gravity, and actually I'm a dancer in the state of Connecticut, and I just heard what you were talking about.
All right, so Gravity, we're talking about the fact that some people, you know, they're toe models, foot models, ear models, and they're making money just like taking photos of their feet. Is this something you do or would do?
Actually, I have to even go further into that. I work at a strip club in Connecticut. I'm 32 years old.
Yep.
I have a 21-year-old machinist coming in at least twice a week to my club, paying no less than $800 to spend an hour with me so I can lay on the floor while he licks my toes.
Okay. Sign me up.
What?
I make almost a grand a night.
A grand a night just
so he could lick my toes.
Okay, that's just, I mean, okay, hey, listen, to each his own, but if anybody wants to pay me and take a photo of my foot, I mean, you are making a lot of money. Now, does this put pressure on you to make sure that you've got, like, a good pedicure going on?
Absolutely, absolutely. Although, I will say, nail polish and stuff like that, for people who are going to do this, I would recommend that you do the UV gel, because nail polish on the toes tends to chip. The first thing that chips is nail polish.
Especially if somebody is licking it.
I don't think anyone wants to eat that.
Yeah,
all right.
I know.
Well, good. Listen, good advice, Gravity. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling, Gravity.
You're welcome.
All right. You too. Would you take photos of like an earlobe or a toe for money? 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 7:25, first day of spring is today. Temperatures in the mid-50s, 26 in Hartford. Time for Walmart Jeff's Jong.
So a new study out there says that 66% of people would still work if they won a major lotto jackpot.
Ooh, yeah, but good question. Tell me major. I mean, some people may think $100,000 is major and you can quit your job.
Well, tonight's Powerball is $550 million.
Okay.
So if you win $550 million, Courtney, we'd be at work tomorrow.
Walmart, I will tell you one thing right now. There's two of us in the studio that would be sleeping in.
Okay, perfect.
And one would come to work if he won.
Yeah.
That's Gavin. Gavin's always said he doesn't matter if he wins $1 trillion, he's still coming in.
I love my job. I love the people I work with, love you guys. I love just being here, and so I think this is like who I am. So
I love my job too.
I love my job too, but I love money more.
I know.
It's like, seriously.
That beach house, I can see it now.
You know, I would come in every now and again just to hang out with Gavin and maybe give away like $1 million on the air or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that idea.
Don't count on it.
No, I'm not counting on anything. All right. 7:26. Hey, on the way, you can win your way into our Duncan Music Lounge so you can see Madison Beer perform. Your chance to win your way in is coming up at 7:50.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.